You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Hello, you are listening to ePodcast Network. I'm Francesca Pucher, and this is Healthy Living Made Simple. So today I want to talk a little bit about nutrition. It's everybody's pet peeve and it's everybody's question on the brain when it comes to fitness and exercise. So what I want to do is talk today a little bit about some proper nutrition tips that I like to give my clients and that I follow myself. When I get a client that comes in to see me, they always say, okay, we're going to start an exercise program, but do you have something that I could follow, like a diet, that I could lose weight really quickly? And I usually say to them, I don't have a diet because diets don't work. But what I can do is help you live a non-stressful and complicated life that doesn't involve what I can and cannot eat. So what I like to do is I like to suggest to my clients a few things. One, I'll say to them, what are you doing right now? And most of the times they look at me and say, well, what do you mean? What I like to say to them is, look, what are you doing now that you could change or that you're willing to change? Because most times if you tell people that they need to go on a diet, they feel that right away they need to restrict things and take things out of their diets or their eating regimen that they like to eat. Well, I don't like to do that to people because I feel like that puts a stress on the whole program and it leads to an unsuccessful way of living, especially living healthy. So what I like to do is tell the clients to try to do a few tips, and here's one. Drink more water. Most of the times, people misunderstand hunger for thirst. We don't drink enough fluids. We drink a lot of sugared beverages, but we don't drink enough fluids. So what I say is keep a bottle of water on your desk and make sure you try to drink at least one of them a day. Something is better than nothing. We need to make baby steps. Two would be whenever possible, try to incorporate or sneak in a fruit. Trying to have some fruit for breakfast or during a snack in the middle of the day or even an apple before dinner, something like that. Dinner, trying to incorporate more vegetables. What I'll tell some of the clients, if you're out, try to substitute a starch for a vegetable. Try to order a large salad with lean protein, things like that. When it comes to proteins, I would suggest trying to stay away from red meat and trying to go with more lean cuts of protein, such as chicken breast, turkey, pork, ground turkey for turkey meatballs, tofu, fish of any kind, and just watch how it's prepared. Make sure it's not prepared fried. Make sure it's baked or broiled or grilled. Another tip I like to do for nutrition would definitely be to, try and get a multivitamin in. Trying to eat well is great, but substituting that with a multivitamin or adding a multivitamin in with that just boosts up those nutrition levels as well. So to do a little follow-up or a recap of some eating and nutrition tips would be hydration, fruits, vegetables, lean protein, and a multivitamin. Those are tips to living well and keeping it simple. This is Francesca Pucher. Stay tuned for another episode of Healthy Living Made Simple, where we try to take things that are complicated and make them easy when it comes to fitness and health.
This is Dr. Bill Lampton, the Speech Coach for Champions. Join me weekly for the Speech Coaching Radio Show right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
In my opinion and my experience, a brand is much more than that. It's something much deeper. And it's what's at the core of any business. And essentially, when you first decide that you're going to go into business, whether it's retail, whether it's B2B, whether it's anything, you have an idea, you have a concept. And the very idea of your business and its initial kind of genesis is usually what fuels the brand. That's really the DNA of the brand. And that has to do with what type of business you want to have, what's going to separate it from the rest, and what's going to make it valuable to customers or clients. And so you have that value, that importance is one element of it. The other one is the purpose, which actually might be the most important of the three. And the third one is the difference, the differentiation. What makes your business not only valuable and important, but what also makes it completely different and unique from your quote-unquote competition.
the ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.